Welcome to Homeschool Insights, the show that brings you biblical homeschool encouragement in under 10 minutes. I'm your host, Yvette Hampton. Homeschool Insights is sponsored by CTC Math. If you're looking for a great online math program, visit ctcmath.com and try it for free. Now on to the show. Let's talk about the Socratic method. And let me just say before you start off on this, use small words for people like me who don't know what the Socratic method is. I probably should 13 years into our homeschooling, but I don't. And I would guess that many of our listeners don't know what that is either, but it just sounds big and fancy and like Harvard University, like, you know.
I can make so make it simple. Approachable. Sure. So we name it after it's actually a teaching technique that's fairly well known in the world of education, and it's named after the ancient Greek philosopher Socrates, who is famous for saying to the group of students that he was teaching, "I don't really know anything. I'm just going to find out from you what truth is. So let me ask you, and you tell me what you think, and then I'll follow that up with another question." And so we actually use the Socratic method, the term, to refer to teaching by asking questions. That's all we mean.
Okay.
Teaching by asking questions. But if you think about it for a minute, that's simple, but it's also kind of profound. And you homeschool parents can imagine thinking that it's now time to teach the American Civil War, for example. And so you stand up in your kitchen with your kids around your table and you begin to hold forth on the American Civil War, and you find out immediately that there is a great burden incumbent upon your shoulders to A, be an expert on the American Civil War, right? And B, be good at explaining your expertise to a room full of, relatively speaking, ignoramuses. And this is a great burden because we all understand that you're not an expert on the Civil War. You're just a homeschool mom who has a book.
Right.
And so the burden of being an expert, of teaching by lecturing, is very great. And I would say from my own experience as a homeschool parent, generally speaking, too great to handle. Mm-hmm. What we eventually do is we throw up our hands. We either do a terrible job or we do a terrible job by our own standards and we fall into depression and anxiety, or we give up and put them in a school somewhere, or we do something else because the burden of being the expert is too great to handle. The Socratic method takes this burden off of our shoulders, philosophically speaking, because it says at the outset, the teacher and the student are alike ignorant, and their job together is to explore and inquire and ask questions of a thing that sits before them, and that thing is itself, and their job is to try and understand it. In the case of literature, that thing is a story. But actually, the Socratic method works as well in any other discipline. If the thing before you is an equation, or the thing before you is a historical event, or the thing before you is a rock, the Socratic method says, let's inquire together. And so the only thing that the teacher is required to be an expert in is knowing which question to ask next. And we find that this, which is the essence of the Socratic method, is a far lighter burden. Mm-hmm. And so it can be encouraging to teachers to teach Socratically. Turns out that in literature, the questions necessary to conduct a Socratic discussion of any work of literature in the world boil down to a 5-page list. And it's actually a certain number of questions. Missy and I have developed them. We've developed our version of them in Teaching the Classics. There's actually 170 questions on this list. And with those 170 questions, not all of them every time, just a selection of those questions, you can teach any book in the world, even if you're not an expert in it. So that's what we mean by the Socratic method, learning which questions to ask, and then taking the philosophical stance of a co-learner, a co-inquirer with your student, and enjoying the discovery process together.
Thanks for joining us for Homeschool Insights. For more great homeschool inspiration and resources, listen to the Schoolhouse Rocked podcast every Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday. And be sure to watch the film Schoolhouse Rocked: The Homeschool Revolution.